Welcome to the Mammoth for Plumbers podcast, where we talk and learn about the plumbing industry and what is moving other businesses forward. I'm your host, Tyler Williams. Let's get the conversation started. All right, so today we're here with Prospector Plumbing, and we're going to go over how he started his business, sort of some challenges with that, because he had a start and then he stopped and then he started again. So we're going to go over and see how he finally got on his feet as a plumbing business, as a service-based business in his community. So hi, Jared.
Hey.
Full disclosure, Jared and I are brothers, which is why I roped him into this.
Super awkward conversation.
Yeah, we're going to be super awkward.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Thanks for thanking me to have you on. So, okay. When did you first go on your own? Was that 2016?
Oh, yeah, probably 2016, 2015, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then you stopped. You went out on your own. I think it lasted about a year.
I actually started J. Rod's Plumbing and Heating. Well, actually, no. I started with J&J Mechanical. And that had to be like 2014.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
probably 6 years ago.
I didn't even think about that. So
me neither. I forgot about
it. So you're with J&J, and it was a partnership, right?
Started with a partnership as J&J Mechanical. Actually, we had originally started as J. Rod's Plumbing and Heating.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then we brought in the partnership, and it was like, oh, we better change our name. And we couldn't think of anything, so we came up with J&J Mechanical. Yep.
And he's still in town.
He is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so you did J&J, and then you got out of that.
We did J&J for about a year and then got out of it. I went back to work with a regular job for, I don't know, probably another 6 or 7 months. And then went back out on my own as J-Rod's.
J-Rod's.
Yep.
Plumbing and Heating.
J-Rod's Plumbing and Heating. Yep.
So then that first run where it was just you and you didn't do the partnership, how long did that run?
I think each run I lasted a good year.
And what was the... Because you tried.
Yep.
And it's like you just couldn't get on your feet.
Yep.
So what were the problems? Like what made you go like, oh, this isn't working?
So there was a lot of problems, but probably the biggest ones are my vision for the company wasn't big enough. No, I never envisioned having employees. I always just wanted to be a one-man show, which there's nothing wrong with that, except that that doesn't get you anywhere. And then problem number two was business structure, pricing mainly. I wasn't pricing high enough to actually make a good amount of money for my business and pay my wage.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Okay. So you went out on your own, you shut down.
Went out on my own, shut down.
And then
I went out on my own again and shut down.
Yeah.
And I went back to work for a pretty short period, actually. About 6 or 7 months, and decided, okay, this isn't for me. And I was like, so I went back into business. And I was like, I got to make this work this time.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's going to work.
And okay. So for the people who are like thinking about going out on their own, mm-hmm. what was it that made you get to that point where you're like, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it again. Like yep. You really kept hitting your head against the wall until you finally broke through.
Yeah. I mean, so I'd kind of recognize some of those things, like my vision wasn't big enough. And I'd recognize that there's plumbing companies out there that are successful. And there's a reason that I wasn't. I mean, I was successful in the fact that, yeah, I made a living. I was able to make all my payments. I had some cash in the bank. But I wasn't successful enough to actually go hire somebody or grow my business. And so I knew that there's people out there doing that. So there has to be a way that that's possible. And that's what ultimately made me go, okay, I'm going to make it work. I'm going to figure out what these businesses are doing. And I'm going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, you know, you start up again as J-Rod's yes. for a while. And there was a lot of differences between you as just like almost like a freelance plumber
mm-hmm.
to like, I noticed it because I've done your marketing through each sort of iteration of these,
yep.
but I noticed that suddenly it, even though it was still a one man shop, it felt like a structured, repeatable business model.
Yep.
And so what were some of the changes that you had in that?
Best thing I did was hire a business coach, and he helped me get set up with pricing structures, how to answer my phones, just set me up with how to organize my business in a way that, that takes care of the customer best and funnels money my way.
Mm-hmm. And so that gave you a model to follow.
It gave me a model to follow. And then I started digging into, you know, all the other businesses in the United States that are successful as well, and just picking them apart, going, okay, what are these guys doing?
Mm-hmm.
How successful are they? How can I replicate that here in a way that fits with my, you know, my business?
Yeah. And okay, so then, I mean, what does it feel like when you started working with a model versus, mm-hmm. oh no, I'm just a plumber, I just need more jobs. Like, how did that, what was the mental shift? Like, what were the benefits of that to not just your business, but you personally, to the point where you were like, no, now I can really stick with this thing?
I mean, the biggest benefit right up front was more money coming in. And I could see, okay, you know, this could work. I could bring in this much money in. If I could get another guy bringing in this much money, I could actually hire a guy, you know, I could afford him. And then you could afford to grow as well. So there was that, and then there was, I forgot your question already.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm curious as to, like, because the only reason why people jump out of business is usually, I mean, money is a factor, but it's also strain on the person.
Yeah, you're tired.
And yeah. And that's what I saw from you at first.
Yep. Thing is, if you can get that money coming in and you can get some systems in place, it doesn't even take very much systems. You just can get some in place. That strain goes away. I mean, it goes down to next to nothing. There's still strain in growing your business and stress in it, and other people handle it differently than mm-hmm. others. But if you can get a good amount of money coming in and you can get somebody answering your phones, then your life is a whole different ballgame.
You say a good amount of money coming in. I want to clarify, like, you didn't have much of a problem getting gigs.
No,
that's never been the issue.
Nope.
It was mainly like structuring the gigs and structuring your pricing.
Yep.
Building out just even the rudimentary starting systems.
Yeah.
To say, nope, this is the way I do it, and this is the way I do it every time.
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, type of work as well.
Yeah, that's a good
switching
point.
Solely to a certain type of work. We switched to solely residential service work.
Mm-hmm.
We got rid of all new construction houses, all small commercial work. Just got rid of it.
And was that scary?
No. I could tell there was good money in residential service work. So it was a pretty easy switch for me to just say, okay, let's go after that.
Mm-hmm.
And after raising my prices, it just kind of happened naturally. Because the only ones willing to pay that, to pay for good service and a good quality product, were the residential customers.
And I want to do a whole spiel on pricing.
Yes.
But would you say that was one of the key components that was holding you back?
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Pricing is such a mental game.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is because people don't feel like they're worth what like they can charge, and not just what they can charge, what they should charge to yes. run an actual business.
Yeah. And what it boiled down to me is I didn't know what all the expenses were that were involved
mm-hmm.
in running a business.
Yeah.
And that's why I was never able to grow. I didn't charge for, you know, when you start out as a one man shop out of your van, you don't have a lot of these expenses that a 3 or 4 man shop has, but you should be charging like you're a 3 or 4 man shop.
So you can get there.
Or you're never going to get to a 3 or 4 man shop.
So I want to clarify for people, because we said like, oh, it was a 1 man shop and yeah. this and that. But how big are you now?
Currently we're a 5 man shop.
5 man shop.
Yep.
And that's with the CSR.
Yep. We've got one CSR, 5 man shop. We could easily be a 6 man shop.
And I mean, you've got enough work on the books where you're like looking for another guy.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I have another guy. I'm just waiting on vans to get here.
Yeah.
That's basically the
that's your bottleneck.
Right now, yeah.
At least you're not the bottleneck in your business right now.
No. So it's a matter of getting vans and getting another CSR.
So now, mm-hmm. how is the mental game now? Because now there's a lot more volume and output, like,
yep.
but you're still one man and you still have the same hours in the day.
Yes. I actually work less, which is awesome.
Yeah. Well, you're able to work on other things. So,
yes. Yep. I don't touch tools anymore. I don't do any plumbing.
Was it hard for you to let that go?
No. Because I was so ready for it. I was tired of plumbing.
See, I mean, my business is different, but I like the work. So I occasionally jump in and get my hands dirty. And where I've tried to stick to my lane is my own marketing stuff. So that mm-hmm. way it's just like, okay, at least I've got my stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I view my time as better spent elsewhere.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't want to do it.
You're over done.
That. So, yeah. If you just want to be like the world's greatest plumber, go be the world's greatest plumber at a shop. So go make that company a bunch of money.
Yeah. If you love plumbing.
Yes. If you love plumbing, go work for a plumbing shop, because owning a plumbing business has nothing to do with plumbing.
And you've had to shift roles. And I don't think this is across a lot of businesses, but I don't think that people realize that you have to go from being the role
yep.
of plumber, marketer, you know, graphic designer, builder, whatever,
yep.
to administrator and business owner.
Yep.
Those are two very separate
yeah.
roles.
Very.
Are you enjoying the business side?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different mental game. It's a different challenge.
It is. Yeah. yeah. And I was ready for something different. Yeah.
Well, how long were you a plumber?
17 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it makes sense. You want to do something different.
Yeah. And I've always been one that wants to learn stuff new and is up for new challenges. So,
So we kind of covered you starting, you finally found your footing. Business coach really helped with that.
Yep.
Should we say who it is?
Sure.
It's the Million Dollar Plumber. Yep. You could find him on YouTube and lots of places. I have looked at his stuff.
Couldn't have done it without him. Highly recommend hiring. If not the Million Dollar Plumber, go hire a business coach to help you structure your business.
Him, because I've been in business longer than he has, certainly more consistent, but like him hiring a plumber or a coach for his plumbing business is what really got me hiring a coach for my marketing business. And it does. It really helps having somebody who is...
They've been there. They've done that.
Well, they've made the
mistakes.
Yeah, they're looking at the landscape.
Yep.
They're not looking at like your individual problem. And they're able to see what other people are doing successfully.
Yep.
It's almost like a think tank.
Yep. They can see, yeah. you know, they've been there. So they know what you're coming up against. I have no idea.
Yeah.
So where to go next is a guess for me. If you have a coach, they will sit down with you and they'll say, this is what you need to be doing right now. This is what you need to be working towards. This is the direction you need to be heading. And it makes a huge difference.
I think that people also need to find coaches in their lane.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I wouldn't hire his plumbing coach for my marketing business.
No.
You know, but I've seen people hire generalist business advisors, and that's fine. But finding somebody who actually knows like how you're supposed to answer the phone,
yeah.
how you're supposed to structure your schedule and things like that is another level deeper when it comes to really succeeding.
Yep.
So
for sure.
Okay. So that covers sort of like you starting and your growth and,
yep.
If you had to do it all over again, like that initial growth phase,
uh-huh.
what couple steps would like, give me two things you would have done differently.
I don't know. I would have hired a CSR sooner, somebody to answer my phones.
Yep.
I held on to that too long.
I agree. I saw after you did it.
Yeah.
And like seeing how much more mental space you had.
Oh yeah.
It was huge.
It's unreal what that does for your brand. You go from, because when you start out, you are playing all those roles like you talked about. You're playing the CSR.
Yep.
You're playing the technician.
Bookkeeper.
You're playing the bookkeeper. Yeah. You're playing the marketer. You're playing the service manager. You're playing the office manager, you're playing the CEO, you're playing all these roles. And when you can get rid of one of them, just that CSR role,
yeah,
and focus on going and getting the work done, that CSR role takes up so much brain space, because then you go from like having, you know, calls on the schedule the next day and thinking about them the night before to not even knowing what's on the next day. And you wake up in the morning and look at your schedule and that's what's on the books. And so that's what you do that day. And then you go home and you do your, you know, your business side of stuff and not worry about what's on the next day. It's an excellent, excellent thing.
Well, and
if you're priced right and you have, if you could stay busy half a day and you're priced right, you can afford a CSR.
So, and a CSR is your cheapest employee at some point, right?
Yep. Like my CSR still works from home, mm-hmm. has kids.
It's the
smallest. Started her out at minimum wage. Minimum wage, gave her $5 for every booked call. And it was a great opportunity for her because she got to work from home with her kids.
You found the right person, helped mm-hmm. you build out the systems. Like, yep. I think, okay, CSR is important. And we'll talk about this in another episode about like phone calls.
Yeah.
Right. But,
yep.
Okay. So CSR is one.
Yeah. I would definitely do that sooner. And then I would look at getting more vans sooner because they take so long to get.
I feel like that's a little, current marketplace of like,
well, even in the old marketplace, shortage. You know, if they got a van on the lot, it takes you a good week before you have it.
Yeah.
And then it takes you a good couple weeks before you can get it wrapped.
I totally.
And then it takes you a good week before, you know, up here we have to insulate our vans.
Yeah.
And then you got to put shelves in your vans and then you got to stock all the parts and tools and stuff on your van. So it's a pretty long process. And if you can be one van ahead at all times, I'm always one van behind. Mm-hmm. And if I could have been one van ahead, it would have been so much better.
I would have thought you would say pricing before vans.
Oh, well, pricing.
Because otherwise you can't buy the vans.
I should have said that before CSR.
Okay, that's true. Okay.
Yes.
Either way, those are both like challenges that I think smaller shops don't always think of.
So, I mean, even before pricing, that bigger mindset.
Yeah.
Of going, okay, I'm going to have an actual business here.
I think even for the guys who want to be a one-man shop, though, mm-hmm. like treating it like a business. Like there's a lot of one-man shops with somebody to answer the phones, right?
Yeah.
I've seen that all over the country now. Mm-hmm. And, but what I find is that they are still, they don't have systems and processes around like estimating how they deal with jobs, yep. you know, blocking out certain times just to do estimates if they're a one man shop,
yep.
and, you know, how they deal with emergency calls and all the stuff. And like, we'll talk some more about those things, but I think there's a real value in running your business as if it could get bigger. From day one.
There is, because if you go into business as a one-man van and then with the goal of keeping it a one-man van, even if you have the systems, actually, if you have the systems to make your life easier and you have the person to answer the phone and you're going out and doing the work and you're doing a good job, which everybody wants to do, either you don't have all that stuff in place and your life is a pain in the butt because you're just running around like a chicken with your head cut off, mm-hmm. or you're not making enough money. But if you have all these systems in place, then your business is naturally going to want to grow.
Yeah.
And so you're either going to get overwhelmed or you're going to grow. It's your choice.
Yeah.
I would pick the growth any day.
I would too.
And I would go into it with that mindset of wanting to grow, because you're going to find yourself having to grow if you want to stay in business.
Well, and
if you want to keep your customers happy,
what I keep hearing, and I think this is something we'll talk about at a later date as well,
yep.
is recruitment, because that's where people get stifled. Like
yeah.
they go, I can't find good guys.
Yep.
So anyway, I think we should wrap this up. So thanks for today's episode.
You bet.
We're going to record a number of these, so that way there are a number of them on our feed. This is just number one. So if you want to find them, go to mammothforplumbers.com and you can find out about my marketing services, and what we've done for him is all over that page. And you can learn more about just what it takes to run a plumbing company in 2021 currently and moving forward. Thanks. Cool. So that's it. Thanks for tuning in. If you found this information useful, by all means, go to mammothforplumbers.com where you can learn more about how other businesses are pushing their business forward. And we hope that this made a mammoth difference for you in your business today. Thanks.